The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Yeah, certainly not the result we're after. I think there are definitely some things we can take from that game into this weekend, but we're really excited. We've put ourselves in the position for a second chance and we get the opportunity to play, to hopefully get into a grand final right here in Melbourne, which we're excited about.
The experience of last season going the whole way, how important is that heading into a do or die final?
Yeah, that experience is massive. You know, our squad have all played finals before. They've played in losing finals, winning finals, and I think it definitely does help us. Last year also gives us confidence. We know we can turn form around quickly. We haven't played the way we would have liked to the last 4 to 5 weeks, but we know it's there, and I think having that experience of being there and doing it does help us this weekend.
It's obviously terrible timing to be in a bit of a slump. Is there anything you could put it down to?
Yeah, it's never good timing to be in a slump. Look, you know, I think there's multiple things that probably haven't gone our way over the past few weeks, but you know, we haven't got the results, but there are definitely improvements over those weeks as well. And, you know, we've definitely looked closely at it. We'll work really hard at training this week. And as I said, I'm really confident in the girls. We had the form at the start of the year. You don't lose that skill. You don't lose that fitness. We know it's there and it's just about trying to find it. We know we can turn it around quickly and hopefully we can do it this weekend.
Home fans, how important will they be?
Home fans are massive. We love playing at John Cain Arena. We know that there'll be a full stadium there cheering us on, and yeah, we're really excited about it.
How do you flick the form around? Or do you, like, I guess, how far off your best do you feel, despite what the form's saying?
It would be nice if it was just a switch and you could flick it on and off. No, look, I think we've definitely been building. Yes, we haven't got the results, but there's definitely signs that it's coming. As I said, we had it at the start of the year. We definitely lost it over the last few weeks, but this is a group who's really experienced. We've got a lot of confidence that we can bring it this weekend, and it's not going to be easy. It's do or die, but there's not much more motivation than wanting to play in a grand final. So I fully back this squad. I have so much belief in them, and yeah, hopefully we can have a really good game.
Yeah, the fever. You seem to keep meeting at the season, don't you? There's a fair rivalry in this game.
Yeah, we sure do. You know, we've played a lot of finals against West Coast Fever. We know what they bring. They're a quality side who, you know, they had a great game against the Mavs on the weekend. You know, they've got the tall shooter. We know what that means for us defensively, but they've got a great defence end too, and we're going to have to be on all over the court, but we're excited about the challenge.
Do you think there'll be, I guess, like a sense of revenge for them? Obviously, they went into last year's grand final as the favourites, I suppose, and didn't get the job done. They'll be coming back.
Yeah, I can't really speak for them in that sense, but I know that there's a grand final on the line, and when that's on the line, two teams are going to be going at it. Both teams want to be playing in this grand final. I think it's going to be on from the very first whistle, and yeah, I'm excited about that. These are the games you want to play in.
Is there any sense that, like, the final aside, the semi that you just played in, that maybe there wasn't a lot on the line in those last few games? I'm not saying that you weren't looking to lose or anything, but given that you already had your spot locked in the finals and you could tinker a little bit with a few things and...
Oh, I don't think so personally. I definitely think we haven't been playing the type of netball that we wanted to play. As I said, early on in the season, we were playing some great netball, and over the last few weeks, we've seemed to lose a little bit of that spark. But, you know, I've seen it in patches. I saw it in the first quarter on the weekend. I've seen it at training. And, yeah, I'm so confident that the girls can really turn it around this weekend.
Did you visit the pub this week?
we didn't visit the pub this week, but, you know, we learn a lot from last year and how important little things are to try and turn form around. And we've definitely looked at things and taken from that experience. That's for sure. It hasn't meant visiting the pub, but yeah, maybe we should have.
In terms of the Fever, I guess, like you mentioned, their shooters and, you know, where do you think their biggest strengths is that where their biggest strength is in the goal circle?
Oh, they've got strengths all over the court. I think, you know, they've got Romelda Aiken in that goal circle. She's a tall target. That means that defence needs to be on seven players down the court. I think they've got an international defence unit as well who's playing really well. So we're going to have to be really strong in our attack. I think, you know, they've got quality players all over the court, and they've got a lot of experience in finals too. So I think it's going to be a great game, and hopefully we can get over the line.
And Lily, Graham... She came on and obviously made an impact with a two-point shooting, super shooting. Is that a weapon for you guys that you think you might wheel out again? Or?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Lily did a great job on the weekend. She's a young player who's had a bit of an injury this year, but to come in and to get on court in a pressure situation like she did and to be able to turn and shoot and have that confidence to hit some super shots, I think that gives her great confidence. And I know that if we need that, we've definitely got those weapons on the court. I think that's been one of the great strengths for us this year is the 10 players and the use of that depth as well.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.